You're listening to SBS News.
For months now, the spiralling rate of inflation has been in the headlines, and Treasurer Jim Chalmers has been the bearer of the bad news.
Inflation is high and rising, and global growth is slowing, and both of these things have a direct impact on Australians and their living standards.
Charity groups, including Anglicare Australia, have been at the front line of the crisis. The organisation has released a new report called Nothing Left to Give, which it says paints a picture of the extent to which people are hurting. Executive Director Casey Chambers says it shows key groups already most likely to live in poverty, such as single parents, are turning to Anglicare for help.
One in six Australian children lives in poverty. In fact, 40% of the people who come to our services at the moment for emergency relief are actually parents.
But she says it doesn't stop there.
We've talked to all of our emergency relief services right across Australia, in regional, rural, remote, in every state and territory. And what 100% of them tell us is that there's an increased demand for their services. An increased demand in terms of the number of people coming to them, but also a change in who is coming. So 3/5 of them are telling us that more people are coming, working families.
Even business owners are feeling the strain. A survey of Australia's sole trader business community has found many are either cutting back on superannuation contributions or not making any to cope with rising bills. The Henry Sole Trader Pulse survey found women were more likely than men to cut back on super contributions, while most people were reducing rates and working longer hours to keep up. The major cost of living pressure for most people is housing, with most of the attention on homeowners impacted by successive Reserve Bank interest rate rises. As Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics told SBS News earlier this year, it's multicultural communities that are most under strain.
Across Australia, 45% of households are actually in mortgage stress. But if you look at these newly migrated families into Australia, we were seeing 65 to 70% of those actually registering a stress. So they're much, much more exposed than the average Australian.
But tenants are also feeling the pinch. The Anglicare report indicates that even after receiving Commonwealth rent assistance, record levels of people are still in housing stress. Everybody's Home is a national campaign to fix the housing crisis. Its spokeswoman, Kate Colvin, says rents continue to rise above what many people can afford.
Over the past year, rents have increased by 15.1%. And in some locations, it's increased by more than 30% over the past year. So really massive increases. And combined with that is incredibly low vacancy rate at 0.9% nationally. So if people do try and move house because their rent's expensive, they find that it's really hard to find another rental property.
Ms Colvin says her organisation is seeing the same kind of pressures as Anglicare.
Look, what we're seeing is that the rents have gone up so much and over a number of years now, that it is affecting a much broader group than those that we generally think of as being on low income. So increasingly low income workers, low wage workers, even people who've got really significant rental bills, you know, even modest income workers are struggling to manage the costs of rent.
With the federal budget just days away, Anglicare is concerned about the relief measures it may or may not contain and what the Labor government is going to do about the fact that having a job no longer protects people from living in poverty. Casey Chambers says the government cannot afford to look away.
There'll always be a need for emergency relief. It's actually the genuine safety net when you have a budget emergency. But when we see working families, when we see aged pensioners, when we see people with disabilities, when we see people on payments who are requiring emergency relief weekly to make the budget ends meet, we know that something's gone wrong. We know that this isn't sustainable.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government has no intention of ignoring anyone. He says well-being will be a key consideration in the budget.
It won't be flashy, it won't be fancy, but it will recognise that Australians are under the pump right now. They've had enough to deal with as it is before the costs and consequences of these natural disasters. This is a human tragedy with economic costs, Australians are there for each other when times are tough, and the government will be there for them as well.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.